Good evening. Praise be to the Lord. I thank and praise God for this wonderful opportunity God has given me. My name is Ashley Titus and my wife's name is Nisi Titus. We are here and I thank God for this privilege to attend this conference. This is my first time to attend the IBF conference. Just to give a small background, we are from Toronto, Hilltop Bible Chapel. And our professional background is I did my hospitality management graduation. I was working in that field, and my wife is ER nurse. And I just wanted to share the burden what God gave us. And for the last 2 weeks back, we took a decision as a family to serve the Lord in full time. And in the year 2017, we moved to Canada from, we were in Kuwait for 10 years. And we've been part of Hilltop Bible Chapel. We were involved in various ministries, like music ministry and Sunday school ministry there. And for the last couple of years, as a family, we had been going through phases that were divinely ordained as to shape us, refine us, and to embrace his calling towards the Great Commission. And we as a family, we were praying about that. And right from the beginning of this year, God was speaking to us more about that. And even I shared that as a testimony for the New Year's Watch Night meeting, that as a family, we are willing to serve the Lord. And in the right time, God answered our prayers, and he gave me the courage to take that bold step. And I wanted to acknowledge like three women who were in part of this journey when I was taking this step. My mom, who dedicated me to the full time for the ministry while I was in her womb. And while she conceived me, that was her prayer. If you're giving me a son, I will dedicate him for your ministry. And secondly, my beloved wife, she stood along with me for the last 17 years, encouraging me towards this. And thirdly, my wife's mom, my mother-in-law, who's been always praying about this. And God answered prayers, and I thank and praise God for that. On a brief note about my wife, she is already involved in a ministry for the last 1 year, which is called, it's a mission organization called Fight for Freedom, where they help the trafficking survivors, human trafficking survivors, bringing them back into normal life by giving pastoral care and counseling support. She's already involved in that. And God willing, she will be doing a program in MDiv along with counseling this September. So we need your valuable prayers. And she personally connects with four survivors, encouraging them. So while I was listening to her updates, and I understand that people need the Lord. There are many people who really need the Lord, who's going towards destruction. And there are vulnerable people who are mistreated. So God specially talked to me about that, and we've been praying, and we didn't plan this, but it happened in such a way that 18th of June is when we took this decision, and we informed our elders for prayers, and that was the day of my mother's birthday. So God worked in that way. So this time I just wanted to ask your prayers. I don't have any update as a ministry update, but God willing, in the coming years, I will be able to provide that, and we just need prayers. When I think, I'm reminded about my forefathers, my grandfather, both my mom's and dad's side, my father who is serving the Lord. So God has been faithful in their lives, and that is all I can say. And we kindly request all your prayers, and it's a big step. God has given us two boys. They are age 14 and 10. They are currently attending a boys' camp. It's in New York State. Keep them also in your prayers. I know they're young. It's a big step, and we're only trusting in the Lord for his guidance and for his clarity where he wants us to use. That's all our prayers. May his name be glorified. Amen.